These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. Raring to go?
Yes.
Absolutely raring.
We've already gone.
Taking on the awesome might of the Eggheads today are Peer Pressure. Now, this team of friends have taken inspiration for their team name from their hometown of Southend, famous, of course, for having the longest pier in the UK. Let's meet them.
Hello, I'm Peter. I'm a non-executive director.
Hi, I'm Joanne, and I'm a retired management consultant.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'm a personal assistant.
Hello, I'm Derek, and I'm a retired sales manager.
Hi, I'm Kogi, and I'm retired from the credit services industry.
So, Peter and team, welcome.
Thank you.
So, you're all living near or on the pier? Are you?
We're not far from the pier, and we walk down the pier, but we're not living on it. It's not London Bridge.
It sounds Southend Pier must be a great quiz answer, is it? Does it come up?
It does come up.
It does come up, the longest pier. Do we know how long it is? Do you know how long it is?
1.3 miles.
1.3 miles?
And it's got a train.
And it's still in one piece, because occasionally we hear about fires and damage and...
Well, it was when we left.
Right.
When we left.
OK. Do you quiz together, by the way?
We do quiz together, but not as a team. So we're all quizzers, but this is the first time we've quizzed as a team.
Well, sometimes that works very well. Good luck. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers, but if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. I'm sure you know that by now. Peer pressure. The Eggheads have actually won the last 8 games, so they're doing rather well, which means £9,000 says you can't beat them today. Would you like to try for the money?
Yes, please.
Good, let's go for it. The first head-to-head battle is on the subject of geography. Who would like this from your side?
I think that's you, Del.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be you.
Yes, OK.
Derek, yeah. OK. Against which Egghead? You can have any of them. Who struggles with maps?
I do.
You do. That's helpful.
Dave. You reckon Dave?
Dave, yeah.
OK, yeah.
According to my spreadsheet.
Yeah, according to the spreadsheet, right. Dave.
Well, I think we'd like to take on Dave.
OK, first mention of the team spreadsheet. That does sound organised. So, Derek from Peer Pressure versus Dave from the Eggheads. And to ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? So, Dave, we've already got a useful fact there about Southend Pier, haven't we?
Yes, we have, yeah. It's committed to memory.
What was it, Derek? 1.34 miles.
1.3, yes. Yeah, that's right.
One more fact for you, Dave, because I know you collect them, is that we have to say it's the longest pleasure pier in the world, because there is a longer pier in Mexico, which is for docking and so on.
It's not got
ice creams on it. OK, geography, Derek, your choice. Would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please.
So here we go with your first question. Good luck. Which US state has the motto, North to the Future? Alaska, California or Florida?
I don't think it would be Florida. I'm leaning towards Alaska because of the position. So my answer is Alaska.
Yep, the logic is good. Well done. If it was Florida, it would be effectively saying, leave the state now.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
The Karakoram Highway is a road linking China to which other country? Vietnam, Pakistan or Sri Lanka?
Well, think about this. Yeah, I'm going to go Pakistan.
Pakistan is the right answer, Dave. Well done. OK, Derek. Beverly Brook and the River Ephra are tributaries of which river? Clyde, Liffey or Thames?
I'm not too sure of this. I don't know it from the Thames. The Liffey... don't think it's Irish, so again, I will go Clyde.
No, it's a difficult one to guess this. You're wrong, actually. I wonder if any of your teammates know.
I'd have gone Liffey.
No, it's not even the Liffey, it's the Thames.
Oh, really?
Beverly Brooke sounds like a out-of-work actress. Where are? Anyone help us with this? Where's the River Ephra?
I think it's South London. I think it's one of the little tributaries that runs into the... river from the south side, I think.
OK. Dave, your chance to take the lead. Which region of Europe has a name meaning Duke's Land? Is it Wallachia, the Camargue, or Herzegovina?
and nothing's really coming at me. I don't think it's the Camargue. I'm gonna have to go, let's see, Governor.
Just a stab in the dark?
Yeah.
Herzog Governor is correct.
I think I was looking at government and land, just trying to get Hertz.
Yeah.
And just working out whether Wallachia would go there, but no, it was a guess, really.
Just to get something from the eggheads here in the studio, what's Wallachia, Camargue, where are they?
Wallachia is part of what's now Romania.
Right.
And Camargue is in southern France.
Right.
The German, in terms of titles of nobility, the German equivalent of Duke is Herzog.
Right. You got there, Dave. He's in the lead, Derek. You've got to pull it back now. What is the name of the largest national park in New Zealand? Arthur's Pass, Fiordland, or Mount Aspiring?
I don't truly know this, but I don't believe it's Fiordland. And Arthur's Pass, no, what? In the back of my mind, it's Mount Aspiring. It is a bit of a guess, but that's my answer, Mount Aspiring.
Anyone else on your team know? Is he right?
No
one,
idea.
Isn't
no
it?
Idea.
Doesn't sound like the right answer, but it is Fiordland.
Oh, really?
Which is the largest national park. So I'm sorry, Derek, you've been knocked out by our Eckhead here, okay. Who's got 2 out of 2, and you only had 1 correct. So Dave will be in the final round. Derek, you won't be, but it's very early still. Come back to us, and we'll play on. So the pier is under a little bit of pressure here. Derek's just gone off the side. Don't worry. Eggheads still haven't lost any. We play on. Film and TV now. Who would like this, Peter?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Kogi, you take it.
Go on then, Kogi.
Kogi?
Yeah, Kogi. Who's
going to die?
Lisa, I don't know. Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Lisa.
We're just feeling our way there. Lisa it is. In the booth on film and television. So Kogi versus Lisa, please take your positions. Okay, so you are up against Lisa on film and television.
That's right.
Would you like to go first or second, Kogi?
I'll go first, please.
Here we go, good luck. The theme tune to which TV show included the lyrics, "Life is the name of the game and I want to play the game with you"? Is that The Generation Game, The Crystal Maze or Bob's Full House?
That's The Generation Game.
It is The Generation Game. Yes, you're right. All right, Lisa, your question. Jeremy Clarkson voiced the character Harve in the UK version of which Pixar film? Cars, Ratatouille or Up?
I'd love Jeremy Clarkson to have been in Up. it was Cars.
Yes, Cars. Very good. Clue was in the name. OK, Kogi. Who wrote the 2014 BBC drama In the Club? Ashley Farrow, Linda LaPlante or Kay Mellor?
I'm going to have to guess at this one. I think it's Kay Mellor.
Teammates, is she right?
So you'd have gone on that one.
Yeah, they like the answer, yeah. And you are absolutely right. Well done.
Come on, Kogi.
OK, Lisa. What is the name of the character played by Marlon Brando in the film Apocalypse Now? Is that Kurtz, Malloy or Clayton?
Oh, I can feel Kevin's wince already if I get this wrong. Actually, I can feel all the eggheads wince if I get this wrong. I think Marlon Brando played General Kurtz.
Kurtz is your answer. Is she right, Kevin? She mentioned you. You obviously
yeah,
love it.
That's right.
Yeah, it is right. 2-2. Kogi, you're struggling to throw Lisa off, but then that is often the way of these things. She's very good. Hold focus now. Sergeant Neil Howie is one of the central characters in which 1970s film, Brannigan, Get Carter or The Wicker Man?
I remember Brannigan, I think, as being a TV detective show, so I'm going to say Brannigan, it's a guess.
OK. It's not, actually. 70s film, it was. The Wicker Man. OK, Lisa, if you get this right, you're in the final round. Blue Harvest, a parody of Star Wars, was a famous episode in which animated series? Was it The Simpsons, South Park, or Family Guy?
My husband is watching this going, if you get this wrong, I'm never going to speak to you again. Family Guy actually did parodies of all the Star Wars films, so it's Family Guy.
Family Guy's the right answer. Well done. You know your Family Guy cartoon and other cartoons. Lisa's won, Kogi. I'm sorry. She's taken the round. She'll be in the final and you've been knocked out. Let's see if you come back to us whether this is now a peer pressure emergency. Well, since we're having a little Family Guy moment, why Blue Harvest? Anyone know why you would call a parody of Star Wars Blue Harvest?
Was it an early fake name for Star Wars?
It was.
They give fake names to films so that directions aren't picked up by the press.
Exactly. I think it was Return of the Jedi that was known as Blue Harvest to throw people off the scent. There we go. See how they ferret around for facts the whole time. They've got the length of your pier and they've got Blue Harvest now. Oh, yeah, at some point, it'll come up. At some point. So, are we in emergency waters now?
Oh, probably.
No. Yeah. No. We haven't sunk
We've
yet.
Fallen
not,
indeed not. Okay. Still standing. Peer pressure have lost two brains from the final round. The Eggheads still sitting there, all five of them. The next subject is politics. Is that good or a groan? Oh, dear.
That's okay. That's Peter.
Peter?
Yes, that's going to be me.
Right. Against which Eggheads?
Bells.
I'm going to take Kevin. Go on. I'm going to take on Kevin.
OK, so Peter from Peer Pressure. Peter from Peer Pressure, that's almost, yeah, tongue twister. Versus Kevin from the Eggheads on politics. Good luck to you both. Please go to the question room. So, Peter, on politics, would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
Here we go. Good luck to you. The Minister of State for Crime Prevention is a post in which government department? Is that the Scotland Office, Home Office or Department for Education?
I'm pretty sure it's not the Scottish Office. I would think it's the Home Office.
Home Office is the right answer. It would be worrying if it was just in the Scotland Office. OK, Kevin, your question. Phoolan Devi, known as the Bandit Queen, became a Member of Parliament in which country in 1996? Is it Hungary, Russia or India?
Yes, she was a woman who actually did lead a sort of outlaw rebel gang herself and became a legendary figure. And eventually a film was made about her life and she was in India.
India is the right answer. Yes, I think I saw that film. It was on general release, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah, It wouldn't have been that long after the incidents happened that the film was made. It was quite a few years ago now.
Yeah, I saw it. Peter, which politician married the author and filmmaker Edna May Edmonds? Is it Tony Benn, Michael Foote or Dennis Healy?
Well, Dennis Healy's wife was Edna, I think. I think I'll go Dennis Healy.
That's very good. You're absolutely right. Well done. It was indeed Edna Healy, yeah. Kevin, your question. Sir William Sutherland, known as Bronco Bill, acted as an early spin doctor for which Prime Minister? Neville Chamberlain, David Lloyd George or Stanley Baldwin?
I'm not familiar with the name. Can you just read that again, Jeremy?
Sir William Sutherland, known as Bronco Bill, acted as an early spin doctor for which Prime Minister?
Well, as I say, I'm not familiar with the name, but in terms of the personalities that you've got there, I mean, the one who was very PR conscious and was actually involved in a number of sort of activities, shall we say, and could have very well done with a spin doctor, is Lloyd George. But I'm just having a think about the other two. I don't really see why either of the other. It doesn't seem to fit with them. No, I'll say Lloyd George.
David Lloyd George is the right answer. Well done. Yeah. Early spin doctor. Interesting. Okay. Peter, back to you. He's playing well here, but both of you are playing well. Be nice if Kevin just had a hair out of place, wouldn't it?
No.
Peter, your question. The IDU, a Norway-based alliance of conservative parties, is the international what? Defence Union, Delegate Union, or Democrat Union?
I don't think it would be Democrat. That's not the kind of word I would associate with sort of a right-wing union. I think I'll go Defence Union.
See if Kevin knows this one. Is he right?
I haven't come across it. For some reason, I would have gone for Democrat, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes people give themselves the name you don't expect. Democrat is the right answer, Peter. It is the International Democrat Union. OK, your question, Kevin. If you get this right, you're in the final round. The American politician Norman Thomas ran for the presidency in how many consecutive elections? 4, 6 or 10?
Yeah, well, I think he's famous for doing so because he was the socialist candidate not a popular thing in the States necessarily, but at the time he was around, it had a little bit more currency, which was the sort of 20s through to the early 30s. And I think it was something like 20, 24, 28 and 32. It was four elections anyway.
I'm going to surprise you now.
Hmm?
It was six.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was six. So if they're every 4 years, he was a quarter of a century.
I'm sorry, I didn't take long enough to think about that. Sorry.
Actually, yeah. 1928 to 1948.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
So six is the answer. Yeah,
that was bad.
All right, that was good, Peter. The hair is out of place on that one question, so you've got a bit of a let off.
It stays
there.
That way.
Let's hope so. We go to sudden death, though. It gets a bit harder. I don't give you alternatives. Here we go. The No Nothing Movement was a political entity based on anti-immigration sentiment in which country in the mid-19th century?
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know directly the answer. I've got to try and work this one out. I suspect it might be a country that had colonies, was European, although it could be American. I'll have to have a guess, and I'll say America.
USA, is he right, Kevin?
Yep.
Yep, you're right, USA. Very good, very good. All right, back to you, Kevin, to stay in. A tortoise is the logo of which socialist society founded in London in 1884?
Yes, the one that believed in gradual change. That would be the Fabian Society.
Fabian Society is correct. Peter, sudden death, back to you. Who was the first British Prime Minister to have a television installed in Downing Street?
A television installed in Downing Street? Well, let's work this one through. TV really didn't come about until about 1936. Might have been Churchill, although it could have been after the war. That would have been Attlee. I'll go Clement Attlee.
Ramsay MacDonald, actually.
Oh, no.
A little bit earlier. Right zone, though, and you're right about 36, I'm sure. OK, Kevin, this for the round. Who became Shadow Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change in 2011?
No, I'm not getting anything at all, I'm afraid. I've got a vague idea it's female, but I'm going to have to throw my hands up, I think. I'll say Tessa Jowell, but I'm sure it's not.
It's not Tessa Jowell. It is a woman, though.
Mm.
Caroline Flint.
Yeah.
OK, Peter, still in the game.
Still there.
Still there. Which African country was ruled by a dictator known as President Mengistu during the 1980s?
Was it Guinea?
No, it was Ethiopia. President Mengistu took part in a coup in 1974 and ruled on his own from 77 to 91. It's quite a long time. Kevin, this for the round. Which number clause of the Labour Party constitution once included the words to secure for the workers by hand or by brain the full fruits of their industry?
That was clause four.
Clause four is correct, the one that Tony Blair dismantled.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, you've taken the round. Sorry, Peter, you held him close there for a while, and then he just skipped away, as he is wont to do. Kevin will be in the final. Peter, you've been knocked out. Please, both of you, return to us, and we'll play the next round. So, peer pressure under a little bit of pressure here, Peter. Not out yet. The peer is still in place.
The water's lapping around our ankles.
There's a fire at the end of it. Yeah, exactly. What was the famous incident on the pier? It was hit by a boat, was it?
It was hit by a boat.
And
it
cut it. Captain.
Yeah, drunken captain.
And there was a guy on the loo. So
it's said. It's never been proven, but allegedly there was a man on the toilet as this boat sliced through the end of the pier.
Well, he's suddenly exposed to the world, is he?
It was probably in the right place, Jeremy, I would say.
Well, that hasn't happened to your team yet. That's the crucial thing. Peer pressure have lost three brains from the final round. The eggheads have not lost any. Let's see if you can get one of them out now. It's music for you. OK, who from peer pressure would like to play music?
Is that Jen?
I'll have a go.
You want to have a go?
I'll have a go.
Linda?
I'll have a go. Yep.
Linda on music against either Pat or CJ.
Is that what it is?
Who do you think? We've only got two. Pat or CJ?
CJ, I think, don't you?
CJ. I'll trust CJ.
OK, so Linda from peer pressure versus CJ from the egghead. So you're looking rather confident, I must say.
Yes, it's a false front.
Don't say. To ensure there's no conferring, please go to our question room. So, Linda, you're against CJ. Would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please.
Here we go. Who is referred to in the song with the lyrics, "When she walks, she's like a samba"? Is that the man from Laramie, the girl from Ipanema, or Jenny from the Block?
Not really sure. Could you repeat the question again, please, Jeremy?
Who is referred to in the song with the lyrics, "When she walks, she's like a samba"?
I think I'll go for the girl from Ipanema.
It is indeed the girl from Ipanema. Now, help us. Lisa, you'll be able to. Can you place this line?
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so tall and swings so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes. Ah.
Ah, Lisa Thiel. How about that? Good. Nice. Unrehearsed. You were not expecting that line. Very good. Very, very good. I thought it was summer when I heard the song, so it's cleared it up for me. OK, CJ. Who said, "I have my wellies and my yurt," when his band was confirmed as the headline act for the 2013 Glastonbury Festival? Was that Mick Jagger, Jay-Z, or Bono?
Well, Jay-Z, as far as I'm aware, doesn't have a band. And I think 2013 was when U2 headlined Glastonbury, so I'll try Bono.
Dave suddenly said no.
Oh.
It's Mick Jagger, it's the Stones.
Did they?
Yeah,
that
they
passed
did.
Me by then.
Okay, so that's good, isn't it, Linda?
It is so far.
CJ's tripped up on the first question. Here we go. Changing was a UK number one hit single for Sigma in collaboration with which singer in 2014? Was it Florence Welch, Adele, or Paloma Faith?
I don't think it was Adele. I'll go for Florence Welch.
Let's see, your teammates know here.
I would have said Florence Welch also.
Yeah.
Adele.
It's Paloma Faith. Sorry, Linda. So you're still ahead. See if CJ can catch up. "I've never seen a diamond in the flesh" is the opening line of which 2013 UK number one single? Is it Royals, Get Lucky, or Love Me Again?
Lyrics I know nothing about, unfortunately. I mean, I take notice of all the number ones. This is just going to be a blind guess. Pick a number one single. I have absolutely no idea. Get Lucky.
The song is Royals, CJ, by the brilliant Lord, who's...
Well, if you'd have told me Lord, I would have got it.
How old is she, or how old was she in 2013?
She's not 20 yet. Yeah, she's very, very young.
Is it?
17, 18.
Yeah, 17-ish,
amazing.
Probably.
OK. Linda, back to you. This is rather useful. CJ's got no fuel in the tank at all. If you get this right, you're in the final. If you don't, you probably still are in the final. The 1956 musical Mr. Wonderful was written to showcase the talents of which American entertainer? James Cagney, Gene Kelly, or Sammy Davis Jr.?
Not really sure, so I'm gonna plump for Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. is the right answer. Yay! You're in the final, well done. Sorry, CJ, you've been knocked out. Two crosses for you. Not often we see that from our CJ. Come back to us, we will play the final round. Well, you left the comeback a bit late, but it's happening. This is what we've been playing towards. It is time for the final round, which, as always, is general knowledge. But I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So, Peter, Derek and Kogi from Peer Pressure, and also CJ from the Eggheads, would you please leave the studio? So, Jan, you are the keeper of the spreadsheet, I understand. Is that right?
Well, it hasn't really worked, but yes, I was the keeper.
So you drew up a spreadsheet saying their strengths and weaknesses?
Yes, I did.
Right. And at what point did it start to go wrong?
From the beginning.
Well, you're here, and there's two of you in the final, and you are playing to win Peer Pressure £9,000. Kevin, Dave, Lisa and Pat, you're playing for something that money can't buy, the Egghead's reputation. As usual, I will ask each team three questions in turn. This time the questions are all general knowledge. You are allowed to confer. So, Peer Pressure, the question is, are your two brains better than the Egghead's four? Would you like to go first or second?
We'll go first, please, Jeremy.
Good luck. In a church, what is the name of the raised platform used for preaching? Is that the vestry, font, or pulpit?
I don't think it's the font. The font is the Where they'd have the christenings.
Yes.
The vestry is at the back, where you go and sign.
I'd say the pulpit.
Say the pulpit. Yeah. Pulpit?
Yeah.
That'd be the pulpit.
Pulpit is your answer. It is indeed pulpit. Well done. Eckett. What name is usually given to the persuasive speech used by salesmen? Is it patter, powder, or peeler?
Patter for pat. Yeah.
I thought the last option said pester, which would have been more appropriate, but.
Patter.
That's patter.
Patter. Patter is right. Well done. They may get harder. Back to you, peer pressure. The Endless River is a 2014 album by which band? Pink Floyd, Fleetwood Mac, or Genesis?
Genesis still going. I don't know whether Genesis is still going. I don't think it's Genesis. I'd guess at Pink out of the two. I don't really know, but I'll try Pink Floyd.
We don't really know, but we'll say Pink Floyd.
I'm glad you did. It is Pink Floyd. Yes, they're the ones. Okay, Eckett. For which international football team did David Gualtieri score a famous goal against England only 8.3 seconds into a crucial World Cup qualifier in November 1993? Was it Luxembourg, San Marino, or Andorra?
San Marino. Definitely, yeah.
I'm advised that was San Marino.
San Marino is correct. It was one of those complete head-in-hands moments for you thought this is now the end of everything. So, over to you, third question. You're playing well. Two for you, two for them. Make it three, put them under pressure. £9,000 we're playing for. What class of vessel was HMS Dreadnought, which was launched into service in 1906? Is that frigate, submarine, or battleship?
I think it was a submarine. I think it was a submarine.
It certainly wasn't a battleship.
Yeah, I think it was a frigate.
And I don't believe it was a frigate.
That's my first instinct, a submarine, yeah.
Submarine, Jeremy.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It is a battleship.
Oh.
And you were certain.
We were so certain.
I was thinking my answer thinking I've got it wrong. But no, it's not a submarine.
No.
So you have two out of three now. Eggheads, if you get this one right, you can take the contest. In 2012, the tower which houses Big Ben was given what official name? Jubilee Tower, Elizabeth Tower, or Windsor Tower?
Elizabeth Tower.
Elizabeth Tower.
Yeah, definitely.
It was renamed the Elizabeth Tower.
If you're right, the contest is over. Do you happen to know the answer to this?
They're right.
Game's up. Yes, you're right. Elizabeth Tower is the answer. We say congratulations, eggheads. You have won. Dreadnought, and this may be where it came from, is the subsequent name of a submarine, but not the one in 1906. So in 1906, it was a battleship.
Okay. Right.
So there was a subsequent submarine. But yes, and there we are. You're close to the sea, so you know your stuff. Commiserations to you. The eggheads have done it again, I'm afraid. Their winning streak continues. It does mean you won't be going home with the £9,000, so the money now rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, congratulations. Who will beat you? Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat those pesky eggheads. £10,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.